on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Lifesaving South Africa has issued a fresh warning to beachgoers following another drowning in KZN. The organisation's Dire Sudath says a search began on Friday night for a man who's believed to have drowned at Durban's Point Beach. Sudath says the drowning report came through after lifeguards had closed the beach to bathers. The 25-year-old's body was found yesterday. Sudath says he can't caution people enough about the dangers of swimming at beaches after hours.
Lifesaving South Africa calls on bathers not to swim after duty hours. Bathers should exercise extreme caution and should only swim when the lifeguards are on duty and at designated duty beaches.
Meanwhile, Guatuguza officials have temporarily closed Willard Beach and Belito due to safety concerns. The municipality says a sewer overflow was detected on Friday morning. Officials have advised bathers to use other beaches while teams work to resolve the issue. And the family of the country's first black nuclear scientist has described her as a caring person who dedicated her life to education and science. Senamile Masango was laid to rest in Kwanongoma, northern KZN, yesterday. The 37-year-old died last week after a short illness. Masango, an award-winning physicist, was the first African woman to conduct experiments at the European Organization for Nuclear Research. She was also named one of the 50 Global Inspirational Women of 2020, among other achievements. Her sister, Noctula, says her impact on their community and the world will never be forgotten.
She taught us that nothing is impossible in life. There are no shortcuts in life. She taught us to be hard workers and showed us that being from the rural areas will not hold you back from achieving your dreams. May her soul rest in peace.
And the UK's Prime Minister says Europe is facing a once-in-a-generation moment to deal with the threat posed by Russia. Keir Starmer's warning against NATO divisions as two senior American officials head to Saudi Arabia for peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. It follows Donald Trump's phone call with Vladimir Putin, breaking 3 years of silence between Washington and Moscow. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky has called for a European army to be set up because he's worried the continent can't rely on America for its defense. The UK's Foreign Secretary David Lammy says the war shouldn't leave Europe vulnerable.
We know this is the front line, not just for Ukraine, but for Europe. We know, too, that even when we get to a negotiated peace, Putin will not go away. So this is an existential question for Europe. We meet that question alongside the United States.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour, Lifesaving South Africa has issued a fresh warning to beachgoers following another drowning in KZN. You can find the latest local and international news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.